What word would you use to describe a bride as she comes down the aisle on her wedding day? Happy? Excited? Beautiful? Young? Vibrant? I like the word radiant. I will never forget how my bride looked as she came down that aisle on our wedding day. She was radiant. As a pastor, over the years, I stood at the front of the church and watched 120 brides come down that aisle on their wedding day. I never saw one that was not radiant, though none as radiant as my Betty. Brides are radiant. Now, what word would you use to describe that same woman 15 years after her wedding day? Now, in addition to her husband, she has 2 or 3 or 4 or more children. She also has a dog, a parakeet, 2 gerbils, and a fish tank. All of which her children promised they would take care of. But you know how that goes. What word describes her now? Somehow, radiant isn't quite the word. Perhaps now the word should be mature, capable, tired, competent. No. Now the word should be priceless. Priceless. The transition from a radiant bride to a priceless wife and mother takes some time and is not without its struggles. Does God's word provide any help in making that transition? Yes, it does. Much can be learned from godly mothers mentioned in the Bible. I think of mothers such as Jochebed, the mother of Moses, Hannah, the mother of Samuel, Mary, the mother of Jesus, Salome, the mother of James and John, Eunice, the mother of Timothy. But probably the greatest help of all comes from the wife and mother described in Proverbs chapter 31. Let's read about her. Proverbs chapter 31. Would you turn in your Bibles, please? Passage begins at verse 10, Proverbs 31, verse 10. An excellent wife, who can find? She is far more precious than jewels. far more precious than jewels. You know what that means, don't you? That means she is priceless. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands. She is like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from afar. She rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and portions for her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She dresses herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night. She puts her hands to the distaff, and her hands hold the spindle. She opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household are clothed in scarlet. She makes bed coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them. She delivers sashes to the merchant. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates. What makes this wife and mother so excellent, so virtuous, so priceless? We will not be dwelling on all 22 verses. I thought I'd hear an amen right there, but... But let's emphasize a few of them. First of all, she is good for her husband. Verse 11, the heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm all the days of his life. You know, husbands need wives who are good for them, who will do them good. We husbands are not self-sufficient. We need lots of help, lots of support, lots of input from our wives. The wife who supplies these qualities will do us good, will be good for us. Verse 23, her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. Hey, that's great. That's talking about the respect that others will have for her husband. And he may be well worthy of that respect. But the point of the passage is this. Proverbs 31 is the eulogy or high praise given to an excellent wife. In other words, her husband's place of respect in the community is a part of her eulogy. not his. That means that he is what he is to a great degree because she is what she is. Her input and her good influence in his life really has been good for him. It has caused him to have respect in the community. No wonder she's so priceless. Let me tell you something. When my guardian angel found out that God was calling me to the ministry, he said, "Oh my, he's going to need lots of help." And God said to him, "I know. I've got just the person." When I married my wife, I had a lot to learn from her. And yes, I'm a slow learner. But if you knew me then, you would agree. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. Now, the Bible commends the wife who has a submissive attitude toward her husband. But it also defines her role as a helper to him, a helper who supplies input and influence upon him. Submission without input is not biblical submission. The Bible teaches a wife to have a submissive heart combined with input. Either one without the other is incorrect. The priceless wife of Proverbs 31 combines them both and therefore does her husband good. Now, men, let's see if you agree with me. We're talking about wives and mothers today. Do you not agree we're talking about the more talkative part of the race? Women are, generally speaking, more talkative than men. Now, that's not meant to be a criticism, not on Mother's Day. It's not wrong to be talkative as long as the talk is what? Verse 26. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. Wise words are not fault-finding words. Wise words are not undercutting, put-down words. Wise words are not complaining words. Wise words are not gossipy words. Wise words are kind words. Kind words. Sometimes we men are tongue-tied. We cannot think of anything to talk about. My wife says, "Talk to me. My mind is blank." We really need to have talkative wives whose words are wise, kind words. And to whom does a wife talk? She talks to everybody. But to whom does she talk the most? Hopefully, to her own family. And there, especially there, may she use wise, kind words. One day I attended an ordination council. The candidate being examined was giving his testimony of the Lord's work in his life. He said he was raised in a Christian home where he never heard his church or his pastor criticized. Amazing. He said he was taught to believe that his church was the best place there was and the best place to be, and heard only kind words about that church and about his pastor. What a heritage. That's being reared where mouths are opened with wisdom and kindness. Humanly speaking, that may be one reason why that young man, James Bate, is in the ministry today. And conversely, it may well be why some men are not. You cannot put down God's church and God's servants to your children and then expect them to embrace the ministry. Can you? Verse 26 again, she opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. The wife and mother of Proverbs 31 is priceless because she is so good for her husband. She is priceless because her words are wise words couched in kindness. And she is priceless because her lifestyle is fantastic. Most of Proverbs 31 describes her lifestyle. I find that summarized in verse 27. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. She looks well to the ways of her household. That means she takes good care of them. She makes sure that her family is clothed well. She makes sure that her family is fed well. She works hard at meeting those needs. She does not eat the bread of idleness. She eats the bread of industriousness. She gets up early. She stays up late to meet their needs. She assesses her role as a wife and mother and determines to do a good job. Now, the nitty-gritty of life in that time and culture are not the same as today. But the underlying principle is the same. The priceless wife and mother gives of herself, expends herself for the good of her family. That's what it's talking about. She may have started out as a radiant bride, but now she is the priceless wife and mother. She may have started out with all eyes focused upon her radiance, but now her eyes and her attention is focused on meeting the needs of her family. She's determined to do a good job, and she does. That is a fantastic lifestyle in any culture. And that's why she's so priceless. By the way, along the way, she takes care of herself too. She takes care of her appearance. She not only makes sure that her household is well dressed, but her own clothing is described in verse 22 as being fine linen and purple. Not just linen, fine linen and purple. Purple was not just a color, but a special purple cloth that was associated with splendor. Hey, that's not shabby. That's being nicely dressed. Very nicely dressed. As a matter of fact, one day one of her neighbors was heard saying to her, "What? Another new dress?" Hey, she's priceless. By the way, if any of you are wearing purple today, right on. Before the service, I was kind of looking around to see how many ladies were wearing purple. Found some. I didn't say anything, but right on. Now, John, you're wearing purple. I couldn't figure that one out, but... Verse 30 is so important. Let me read it. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. A woman who fears the Lord. Where did that come from? How'd the Lord get involved here? We've been looking at a wife who will be good for her husband, looking at a wife and mother whose words are wise because they're so kind. We've been reading about a hardworking wife and mother who ardently gives of herself for her family. No word about the Lord and all that. Now all of a sudden, out of the blue, we read a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Where did that come from? But you see, that's where it all came from. It is because she fears the Lord that she's so good for her husband. It's because she fears the Lord that her words are kind words. It is because she fears the Lord that she gives so ardently of herself for her family. It is because she fears the Lord that she has made the transition from being a radiant bride to being a priceless wife and mother. You will have trouble finding a wife who is a priceless wife and mother who does not fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. What does that mean? It's a common phrase in Scripture. It means to reverence the Lord deeply. It means to respect the Lord greatly. It means to walk with the Lord daily. It means to have sincere faith in the Lord, as did Eunice, the mother of Timothy. It means to obey the Lord willingly and consistently. It means to be a godly person. A woman like that is to be praised, for she is priceless, far more precious than jewels, far more precious than jewels. She will be good for her husband. She will speak kind words of wisdom. She will have a fantastic lifestyle as she gives of herself for her family. For fearing the Lord is where it all begins. Today is a day to honor mothers. May I say this to you, wives and mothers? There was a day for you to be radiant, and you were. Now is the day to be priceless. Husbands, children, do you not join with me? We commend the wives and mothers of this church. We commend you for your fear of the Lord. We commend you for the fruit of that fear, for the fruit in your lives that you have demonstrated, as described in Proverbs 31. We commend you for the transition you have made and continue to make from radiance to priceless. And we thank God for you. Verse 28, her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises you. We commend you and thank you for what you are. May I make a suggestion? Before this day is over, would you say to your wife or mother or both three little words? You are priceless. You might even like to say that to them right now. Let's stand. And let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ, our Savior. We thank you that he died to provide us with eternal salvation. We thank you for the wives and mothers that you have given to us. We thank you for helping them to be far more precious than jewels, yea, priceless. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.